Hello, I'm Roisin Hasty with BBC News. The Prime Minister of Haiti, Ariel Henry, has landed in Puerto Rico after a trip to Kenya, which triggered violent protests demanding his resignation. Local media say Mr. Henry's plane was diverted to Puerto Rico after being denied authorization to land in Haiti. Will Grant reports.
Since the explosion of gang violence in the Haitian capital over the weekend, one of the main questions has been over the whereabouts of Prime Minister Ariel Henry. He'd been in Nairobi for talks but had apparently left Kenya on Saturday as powerful gangs sought to take advantage of his absence to force him from power. Gangs control more than 80% of the capital and over the weekend stormed two prisons, resulting in the escape of around 4,000 inmates. The country's most powerful gang leader, Jimmy Cherezie, known as Barbecue, has warned Mr. Henry not to return and urged the police and armed forces to arrest the beleaguered prime minister.
Venezuela has announced it will hold presidential elections on July the 28th, months earlier than expected. President Nicolas Maduro, who's been in power for 11 years, is expected to seek re-election. Here's Ione Wells.
The government in Venezuela has been under pressure to hold free and fair elections. The US imposed sanctions on Venezuela in 2019 after Nicolas Maduro was re-elected in a vote that was widely seen as neither free nor fair. And the country is in a deep economic crisis with hyperinflation. Despite the fact that election date has now been called, concerns remain. Last year, the government reached a deal with the opposition to hold a fair vote and have international observers present. Since then, Maria Corina Machado, who overwhelmingly won the opposition primary in October, has had a ban on running for public office upheld.
The World Food Programme says the Israeli army has thwarted its first attempt in 2 weeks to take food aid to northern Gaza. It says 14 trucks were turned back at the Wadi Gaza checkpoint. They were diverted into southern Gaza and were then looted by crowds of desperate people. Israel has yet to comment. The Israeli government says it will not increase restrictions on Muslim worshippers who want to go to the Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem during the first week of Ramadan. It says they will be given access in similar numbers to previous years. The site is known as the Temple Mount to Jews. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu made the announcement in a televised address.
Israel's policy has always been and always will be to safeguard freedom of worship for all faiths. This is what we have also done during Ramadan, and this is what we will do now. We will do everything to safeguard freedom of worship on the Temple Mount while appropriately taking into account security and safety needs, and will enable Muslims to mark the holiday.
World News from the BBC. It's Super Tuesday in the United States, with people in 15 states and one overseas territory voting for their preferred presidential candidate. It's the biggest single day in the contest for the nominations ahead of the election in November. President Biden is all but certain to win the Democratic vote. The Republican frontrunner Donald Trump is hoping for a clean sweep. Liberia's lower house of parliament has approved a motion to set up a war crimes court more than 2 decades after the end of a devastating civil conflict. In 2009, a commission recommended the establishment of the court, but the move was resisted partly because a number of accused warlords remain influential. 5 serving British soldiers from the Special Forces Regiment, the SAS, are under investigation over allegations of potential war crimes in Syria. British media reports say the incident under scrutiny relates to an operation 2 years ago involving the killing of a suspected jihadist. Some UK special forces have been deployed in Syria in the past decade in operations against Islamic State. A study has found that attaching green flashing lights to fishing nets could help to save thousands of sea turtles each year in the Mediterranean. A British company has developed the battery-powered devices, which are small and cheap to produce. Helen Briggs reports.
The Mediterranean Sea is an important breeding ground for green and loggerhead turtles, but every year thousands die when they accidentally get tangled up in fishing nets. Trials off the coast of northern Cyprus of adding green flashing lights to fishing ropes suggest they may halve the number of accidental catches of sea turtles, as well as saving other threatened species such as skates and rays. Researchers from the University of Exeter and the Society for the Protection of Turtles say the study shows lighting up fishing nets can help, but more trials are needed.
BBC News.